Welcome to the Consciousness Anywhere and Everywhere podcast. I am Shannon O'Hara, and I invite you to a completely new world of possibilities.
Hello, all my beautiful friends out there in the world. Welcome back to another amazing podcast. So I am joined today by the incredible David Kubes.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for the invitation to your podcast.
Now, what you guys don't know out there is this is actually the third time that David and I are recording this podcast. I have never had such technical difficulties with a podcast, and then the last recording we did just completely disappeared. And it really was like bittersweet because like it was so awesome. So we're going to do another conversation today. And I wonder what's possible. And the topic is around how to thrive financially during these strange economic times.
One of my favorite topics. And I am actually grateful for the change and the possibilities that are available now. So I want to look at all these crises and problems and difficulties through a slightly different angle. Yeah. So this is what we are going to talk about today. And I'm excited to do that for the third time now, because every conversation we had so far, it inspired me. I mean, just talking about things and interviewing people and being interviewed, this is a very creative element for me. So I personally are grateful that we meet for the third time, because I really enjoy talking to you.
So, and thank you. And so just to sort of memorialize this and time mark it, in case you're listening to this audio way in the future or whenever you're listening to this, David and I are recording this in March 2020, sort of right, I'd say we're like in the middle. It's definitely peaked. We're sort of coasting out the waves of the coronavirus situation on Earth. And a lot of borders are closed and businesses are closing. And we're having some interesting, of course, the world economy is being affected based on the changes in culture and society. So what are some of your insights, different ways of looking at this? Let's give people some different points of view about what's possible during economic difficulty.
Well, this is actually a very unique economic difficulty, because for the very first time in our society, an event, a global crisis, affects everyone. There is no part left out. So when there was this 9/11, it was in the US. Then there was this volcano in Europe, it was Europe. Then there were the bushfires in Australia. Then there was war. It was just here and here and there. This is the first global shutdown. This is the first global event, I want to call it an event, that is occurring where everybody is affected by the consequences of the government in the same time.
Yeah.
And the same way, because nobody can travel. All businesses worldwide are shut down. Nobody is allowed to leave the house. So we have a situation where everybody, every being on the planet, is kind of affected in a similar way. And this is where I see the amazing possibility for change, because we are all sitting in the same boat.
Right. So one of the, I have like a little like a hair I want to split when you say nobody can travel. That's not, it's not 100% true that every country is in the exact same boat. You can still, all EU citizens can still travel in and out of Sweden. Like there's different little things going on in different little countries. Obviously Austria is like totally on lockdown, which is where David's calling in from. Yeah. I'm in Sweden, which is not on lockdown. But Denmark just across the channel is. So it's, some places are getting hit harder than others. Some places are doing more severe things than others, so on and so forth. But one of the things that hit me really hard was that I, as an access facilitator, have been traveling to new countries, new places, like every other week for the last 20 years doing classes. And I can't do that now. I've had to literally take a bunch of classes off the calendar, and we had to sort of, I had to take a really different overview of the business financials and go, wow, for the first time since I've been in business, I'm not sure where, how this money's going to come, but this is where I had to get creative. And this is one of the things that you were stating a lot in the last podcast we did that exists like out in the universe that, that nobody gets to really hear. Something you kept on saying was, it's time to get creative.
Yeah. And instead of panicking, be creative. The reason why I mentioned that more or less everyone is affected is everybody's afraid of losing something, of running out of money, that they'll be kicked out of their houses, that they can't pay this. Guys, this won't happen in such a situation because everybody is affected more or less. So there is a global movement and there will be a solution because too many people are facing the same issues at the moment. And this is where you can really allow yourself to say, okay, I have no clue where it goes. I have no clue what will show up. I might run out of money. I'm not alone. And this is why I could allow myself to relax into different and take that time where we are all stuck at home and ask the question, so what could I create now and what could I do different? My sister called me and she had this, she loves to work with horses. She works in a horse shop and she called me and said she is so afraid of the future because they just locked down the, she got fired and they locked down the business where she's working and this and that. And then I called her back and asked her the question, so how much did you love and enjoy the life you were living? Yeah. Was this the life you truly desired when you were a child? Go back to the times when you were daydreaming as a little boy or girl about your future. Are you living your dreams or did you turn your life into struggle to go to work and pay your bills? And then she said, oh, wow. And I said, do you really want to go back to that life? And she said, no, but how do I pay my bills? And I said, stop, stop asking how. Acknowledge and be aware of what's going on and allow yourself to daydream again. And you can't do anything. We can't really move. Nobody knows what's going on, but we have us. We have our dreams. We can be present. We have our being. So we can allow ourselves to go into creation mode and we can start with dreams and we can reflect about what we have created so far and what we can create now. So instead of panicking, we can actually say, okay, if that was a lockdown and a total tilt, if I got to choose my future, once this is over, you can create your future the way you always wanted, the way you truly wanted. And this is the time to have these brainstorming sessions with yourself rather than going into panic.
Right.
And then you can ask the question, what can I create? What future do I want to live in 5 or 10 years?
Right. And that's what I love so much about the point of view you're taking is like, this is a time to really reflect on, well, did you like the life you were living? Was the job, were you working your dream job? You know, because a lot of people are getting fired and a lot of things are changing. And what I really thrive in these times of unpredictable. And I have been one of those people that's always fantasized about like, okay, so like if society totally shuts down, like I think about this a lot. I go, okay, so if like the government totally shuts down and like all electricity or all energy on the planet shuts down and we don't have internet and we don't have our computers and we don't have our cars and like we can't rely on the government and on our societies as we've really come to rely on them on like autopilot, like as though this is always going to be the way it's going to be. If all that went away, then what? And I'm like always thinking like that. I'm like, I guess that's sort of like a survivalist point of view, but it's also a very creative person's point of view.
Yes. And you said something really important now. You said when you can't rely on anyone anymore.
Yeah.
And this is also a question that I asked myself. I said, wow, how many people rely on the government to help them? How many people expect someone else to help them? How about starting being in charge of your own life, becoming the leader of your own life? And instead of waiting for someone else to help you, take action now. Now
exactly.
You can be creative because now the government is busy and they themselves don't know what to do. So stop waiting. Start taking action.
It starts taking action. And that's what's so interesting about right now because the economies that we've all come to rely on are shifting. And the fact of the matter is, economy, if you're any kind, if you take any sort of vantage point, if you look to the past, I think I also would say that David and I are sort of, I would call us financial historians. We have taken a tremendous interest in finances and the forming of economies and how money is made and how we sort of look at money as in our societies and how that's historically changed. And if you take any sort of vantage point of the past, you can see how economies, money, cultures change so dynamically. And the economy that we've all come to just sort of rely on and expect to be there is of course going to change. And in fact, it is changing. So this is where you have to be in the present, not in the autopilot of life, which means you're going to have to start paying attention. And if you can't rely on the supermarket being open, I mean, I think this is actually like a global economic transformation easy style. Like all the grocery stores are still open, you know, like everything is still working. We all have internet, like there's heating in our houses. Like we're not really going through like any natural disasters. We're just going through an economic shift.
Yes. And it is not as hard as it was for the World War II generation. I also had a conversation with my aunt. She's 98 years old now.
Yes.
And she kind of goes, I mean, what the hell are you talking about? I mean, you have to sit at home on your couch, Netflixing.
Yeah.
We went to war.
Yeah.
we ran away from being bombed. But it's different, okay? You can't rely on the past, and I don't want to reference back to the past.
Of course.
But what I want to inspire everyone is, if you go and look at history and see what was first, and what is the financial market? What is financial instruments, money? If you look back in history, nothing started with money. Nothing started with a financial system. It was all the result of creation. And this is what I would love everyone to look at. Look at where it comes from. What was first? Creation. Creation was always first. Creativity. And then money got invented,
right,
to make
then,
trading
right,
easier. Then right. Systems got installed. Then economies. It was a result of our creation. It was a result of our creativity. And this is where we can go back to. We are standing at a zero, okay? It's all gone. Everything that existed before coronavirus doesn't exist at the moment. So we have the chance to start over, and we could do it like mankind did it in the last thousands of years. Be creative, start creating, take action, and then add things that might make your life easier. And that brings me that total ease in not panicking, because I also have bills to pay. But this is a contribution for me to go, wow, it's not a requirement. There are ways around, because you can also start trading things again. And why does everything have to be money?
Yeah. That was one of the things that you had talked about in our first podcast recording, that was you talked a lot about trade, and you had actually stated, which you just stated now, which I'd like to reiterate, you sort of were like, it didn't start with money. It actually started with creation. And then all the financial systems got instituted afterwards. And the reason that our governments are back and back and back and back, you know, kings, queens, governments, rulers, whatever, came up with the currencies, the money currencies and the fiat systems that they came up with, was to actually streamline trade.
Yeah.
And you talked a lot about in our first conversation about bringing the activity of trade back. If it's not about trading services for money or supplies and resources for money, and it's literally about direct trade, it's like, what trade could you be looking at now that you've never really had to look at in your lifetime, because we've had money for all of our lifetimes?
Money became the most dominant instrument and energy, whatever you want to call it, on our daily life. Everything is about money. We actually limited ourselves to money, and we actually gave huge power over ourselves to money.
Say more about that. Say more about how we limited ourselves with money.
Because everything you buy, every service you require, everything that you desire in life, you can and should pay for.
Mm-hmm.
The question of what I call co-contribution, what can I contribute and what can you contribute to me, which is the form of trading. I give you this, you give me that. It's a world without money. It disappeared from our minds. We don't consider it as an option, as a possibility anymore, because we didn't have to. With money, it was easier. Mankind invented something to make trading easier. It got so easy with all the online and everything that we actually walked away from the essence of what we were, trading, creating. We made money so dominant that we now actually have to learn to trade again. So if I want food, I go and buy it. But I never ask the person that has the food, well, what do you require? Do I have something that you might need? And this is how trading started. It wasn't give me this for that. It was, no, I have this and I have this. I'm good at that. I'm good at that. Mankind, no being, no person on the entire planet exactly looks alike. And we all have different talents. And it's about the trading of our talents, the trading of our creativity, the trading of our desires. We have so many things that other people would love to learn about, and we don't even know it. This is why I consider money as a limitation, because with money, it's just this one way. It's this one thing. Give me money. And all the rest is okay. Now it starts. Because now I have this conversation. So we can't go out. People start having these conversations. Okay, I have this. What do you have? Can we trade? Mm-hmm. And this is the conversations I want to see. Because then everyone in this big boat can actually start thinking, what contribution can I be to the greater, meaning to my community, to my society, to my family, to my clients, and allow yourself to receive in a different way than money. And then the economy will change. Then there is no other choice than changing that insanity of focusing on money as the one and only source for creation, for success, for thriving. It's not.
And
it's a big lie.
And that dynamically, the picture you're painting dynamically decentralizes money. It dynamically decentralizes economy, and it puts the economy into the hands of the people who are actually interacting and trading. So it takes it away from the power being the Federal Reserve or the bank that prints the money, and it puts the power of the economy in the hands of those who are creating.
Yeah, so how it also takes away the power of the government. They want to tax everything. And what they are doing now is they try to get rid of cash, because when paying in cash, you actually can spread the virus. So they say, no cash. Why? Because they want to control everything.
Oh, really? I haven't heard that.
They want to control everything. But how will they ever? Yeah. How will you, if I say, okay, can you cook me a meal and then I repair your whatever, your electricity, how will government know about it and how will they tax it? They can't, because it's a contribution. It's a trade of contribution. You can do that with many things.
I'm getting so dynamically in this conversation that it's the way that our financial systems are set up right now are actually they do not incentivize people to create. They incentivize people to get down to the lowest common denominator.
Exactly. The biggest limitation, because this is what governments want. They want a bunch of people they can control. This is what happened. This was the direction we were heading to. Total control, giving up our knowing, giving up our creativity, becoming those autopilot puppet that do what's required to have an easy life. That's not the future I want to see out.
And it's an interesting time to really look at this question of creation, and also to look at the question of creation in sort of reference or relationship to economy and finances. And one of the creative tools that I've used, and David, I'd love to actually hear some of the ways in which you get yourself into creative flow. One of the things that I do, like I stated earlier, is I actually look at, okay, so if all of the technologies and all the systems that we're currently relying on went away, if the internet went away, if telephones went away, if, you know, graphic design online went away, what would I do to create my business? Like, how would I actually be running my business? And that gets me very connected to myself. and to literally the choice and the action and the step I can take today that's within my reach to create. What do you do?
Well, I actually gave myself a home play and I said, okay, let me create one income stream that doesn't rely on technology at all.
Ooh, interesting.
That's the question I asked myself. And then what I became aware of is interacting, being present with yourself and having life interactions with people. Nobody can take away that interaction from us. You can always walk outside and talk to people. Mm-hmm. And this is so powerful, because if you go outside, instead of trying to sell what you have, ask the question, what contribution can I be to your life? What are you good at? What am I good at? Is this creating this, it's called brainstorming, a think tank of possibilities. I've probably put out, you know, a chair, a desk, think tank of possibilities. Let me know what you can do. I can tell you what I can contribute. Let's get creative together. Whatever. And then having no conclusions of how it will show up, but just the idea of no technology involved. I was lighting up like a sunrise. It made me light. It made me happy, because there are so many hidden talents that I haven't even discovered. And I'm ready to allow myself that journey to discover myself. That's the beauty of this current situation.
Right. Being... Your energy about, and your energy and your emphaticness about creation has been actually quite refreshing for me. Because I'll tell on myself, I went a little into like ka-clunk conclusion. I was sort of like, fuck, how am I going to support the 13 people that work with me? And how am I going to da-da-da-da-da? And how am I going to do this? And how am I going to do that? And how am I going to, it's like, oh, well, now everyone's going into financial lockdown and no one wants to spend money. None of which was a question. None of which was a question for creation, you know? And what was interesting to watch was, I still went ahead with several of the projects we had, you know, slated, and we launched a telecall and we did this, and I launched my second book right at the beginning of the coronavirus hubbaloo. I thought, this is an interesting time for this. And things are actually working out like way better than I thought they were going to. So my projections and expectations were really stultifying possibility.
Yeah, and you also mentioned something. You said that everybody is actually worried of running out of money. And this is where I got, I mean, there is, they call it the chain of disaster. So the person loses the job, the person can't pay the rent, the person owing the house can't keep up the house, then the person owing the house can't pay the loan to the bank back. It's, you know, it's this spiral of disasters. It hits me, it affects the next. And it affects the next, and it affects the next. What I did with my office staff, because I have a whole bunch of people to support in all my businesses, because they all were like, oh my God, and this and this and this, and said, no, stop. Let's reverse the chain of disaster into a chain of contribution. And let's ask each and everyone in that chain, what contribution can you be? What can you do different? And how can I contribute to you in order to make it easier for you?
That's actually exactly, interestingly, that's what I did with my staff as well, and I have never asked. It was an interesting exercise that I was shocked at how uncomfortable it was for me. But I said to them, I said, hey, look, I've never asked this of you, and I'm going to be asking for you to contribute, like, what can you contribute that you've never thought you could, like, to be aware that we're in this boat together, and I need you to help me be able to continue to pay you. So let's get creative.
I know.
And they all did.
You're brilliant, Shannon. You're brilliant. You did it already.
You know, I did it about a week ago, a week and a half ago. But the thing that really blew my mind was these incredible women. And I work with mostly women and a couple of men, but the men are sort of, they do like part-time stuff with the website and stuff. But these women came forward with these ideas and they just laid out the shit. And I thought, fuck, I should have asked for this before. Like, they were brilliant. It was brilliant. I was like, duh, why have I not been asking for this and opening up this platform of conversation?
I know. And I, Shannon, honestly speaking, when I had to kind of lock down or close down the law firm and everything went down, I kind of felt relieved. I was like, wow, finally I have this space to create what I truly want. And what I did last week, I hired a new global creator for me. And I said, you know what? I think I have some brilliant stuff to say. I was always distracted and too, anyway, the law firm was always a priority and I'm the lawyer. Facilitating was kind of a hobby. And now it turned out that running the law firm, since everybody's online, it didn't change. Business increased, but I have way more space because I don't make it significant anymore. And it's not my single source of income anymore. Because it's easy, because I changed my point of view that I have to be present in the office to be the lawyer. I can be anywhere in the world all the time and the law firm can still run. I don't have to close that down to add another business. So another great question would be, what can I add to my life rather than this is over, I need a replacement? It's not about either or, it's the end that you should ask for.
And that's the difference in how to take advantage in these unusual economic times is the people who are going to thrive are the people who are willing to be in the question of what's available and what's possible now, because there are people who do thrive historically. There have been people who have gained a humongous economic advantage during difficult financial global times. And are you going to be somebody who thrives or are you going to be somebody who suffers, you know?
That's a good question. Thank you for that. Are you choosing to thrive or are you choosing to suffer? Mean.
And the difference, the thing that's going to really set apart the people who thrive and the people who suffer is literally those who are willing to create. And so what I thought we could do, Dave, is just also add let's get a little bit like even clearer about what we mean by creation. Actually, I'll say what I mean by creation and then maybe you can add your bit. So in Access, basically, Gary has distilled creation down to four very basic elements, which to be honest with you, no one expects them to be the four elements of creation. And it took me a long time to learn how these actually worked. But once you trust them and really utilize them, the creativity available with them is unmatched. And so the four elements of creation are question. What else is possible? How does it get better than this? What's available now that I can't even imagine? Et cetera, et cetera. Question. Choice. And if you listen to David throughout this conversation, he's actually said take action multiple times. And that's the choice. That's the take action. So you ask a question, through asking the question, the universe will start to give you the elements, the elementals and the energies that are required. But then you must also make a choice. You must also take action. You can't just sit around and wait for somebody else. You must choose. So question, choice, which leads to greater possibilities. And you can't define those possibilities. You have to discover those possibilities that also lead to something else that David's been talking a lot about, which is contribution. And this is you being a contribution, but also receiving the contribution that the universe desires to be for you. And those are the four elements of true creation. Effort, difficulty, struggle are the pretense that you are limited. True creation is effortless, but it does require choice. So that's my spiel on creation.
That was beautiful. Wow. My thought on creation is, or the way I create, is knowing that you cannot fail, knowing that you cannot make a wrong choice. When Shannon just said it's question, choice, possibility, contribution, question, okay, choice, take action. And this is where 90% of the people get stuck.
Yeah.
What if I choose the wrong thing? What if I make the wrong choice? You cannot make a wrong choice because creation for me is a constant chain of choices. If you make a choice and it shows up in a way you don't like it, make a different choice, change it. And that's the basic element that I always add to creation, the willingness to change. The minute you turned out that the choice wasn't the smartest, that you don't like it, that something else is possible. So being, it's not question then choice, it's question, choice, but while choosing, still being in question, does that still work? Does that still apply? This is why you cannot make a wrong choice. You might lose money, but losing money is not a wrong choice.
No.
Because when I lose money, I know, okay, that wasn't a smart choice. What next?
And Gary,
you choose again.
Right. And as Gary has said to me millions of times, and as many, anybody out there who's listening to this who has actually succeeded at anything in their life, how much do you guys know that every failure was a step closer to the success you were after?
Exactly. And I love to look at my life like a roller coaster. I love the ups and downs. I don't want to have this bored life. I love the change. I love the roller coaster. I started asking for that roller coaster to take place in a very high level, you know, where first world problems, where actually the roller coaster doesn't turn me into this panicking anymore. But honestly, we all love this kind of excitement and this kind of living on the edge of everything. And adding that you cannot make a wrong choice because you always can change everything. And even if you lose money, well, then ask the question, how can I make more now? Don't make it linear. You can make an executive summary of your failures and of your successes the day you die. But you're not dying yet, okay? It's too early to look back at your life because it's not over yet. So don't be afraid of failing. Enjoy the change. That's creation for me.
And one of the things that you said actually in our first podcast that didn't get recorded or that did and then disappeared, and what would it take for one day for it to come back, was you said that creation never ends. And when you said that, it was really... the timing of that statement was really dynamic for me, which was, you said this maybe, we recorded this like 5 days ago or something.
Yeah.
Because it's sort of like, yes, the world is going through some very bizarre, weird shift. And it doesn't mean that anything's really ended. It just means that this is some weird transition and undefinable futures done. And what is being created right now, like what is actually being created that none of us have a reference point for? And it's those of us that are willing to be in the question rather than in the conclusion that will pop out the other side, soaring and flying into what's possible rather than into our determined fate of impossibility.
Well, for those listeners who are afraid of the future, please look at nature. Nature never stops. And creation is an element of nature. So this is why creation never stops. Life will go on. The world won't stop turning. And it's your choice to jump on the journey to go, okay, let's keep creating or going into full stop. In nature, nothing stops ever. Because everything that dies or fails, next day, different. Have you seen how fast nature recovers? Have you looked at the bushfires in Australia? Mm. It recovered. It's there. It's different, but it's there. It never stops.
If anybody hasn't really looked or doesn't know about the bushfires in Australia, like they had massive bushfires in Australia, and I think that was like last month even. It was quite recently. Mm. But what occurs in Australia is a lot of that bushland actually has to burn in order for other plants and species to go to seed. And so what happened was they had those huge bushfires, and then of course they had torrential rains with landslides and everything. It was like Armageddon. And then now it's like the bush is green and vital in ways that it literally probably hasn't been for hundreds of years. So after great devastation comes great renaissance, and that's something that I've also recognized. It's like, if we look at right now, we're going through not a war, but we're going through like what I would call like a mini plague. The coronavirus is sort of like going to have to work itself into the ecology here. But if you look at the last huge plague that we had on Earth, what came after that was the Renaissance, which was a time of great innovation, great creation, and great forward thinking. So I am hopeful and enthusiastic about where this is all leading. I am so curious.
Yeah, and I think you posted that at Actions for Future. You said in a year from now, what was it? You will go, my God, why didn't I start back then?
Yes,
something like
you'll
that.
You'll wish in a year from now you had started today.
Exactly. And this is what this post was an incredible contribution, because it allowed me to go into 6 months in the future and go, okay, if I'm 6 months in the future, I look back, I got the energy and the sensation of excitement. And I knew, wow, there's so much new stuff coming and showing up. I don't know how, I don't know what, I don't even want to come to a conclusion. I just enjoy the excitement of, okay, it will be different. It will be different, and I know I will thrive, because I enjoy thriving and I enjoy creating. And this is what I want more in life. So for me, all this insanity that happens is actually part of what I was asking for and what I'm enjoying now. Because this is me, constant state of change and creation.
Beautiful. Thank you, David.
Thank you, Shannon. It was awesome to talk to you again for the third time. And if that doesn't record, who cares? We do it again.
We'll keep doing it. So thank you, all of you out there listening. David, why don't we tell people where to find you if they want to see what you're creating? Because those of you guys that don't know, I know David and I are just having this very unassuming conversation, but David is actually quite an exceptional person. He is a doctor of law. He is a very successful professional in both this reality and as a seeker of something different.
It is. Yes. You find me on the Access Consciousness website, accessconsciousness.com/David Kubis. I'm a certified facilitator. As I just mentioned, I'm having a global creator now, so there will be more. You find me on Instagram and Facebook, and I have my own homepage, drdavidkubis.com. It's still a sleeping beauty, but since I have so much time now, I'm going to have some blogs, some videos. I'll be more out there for sure. If you want to follow, you for sure find me on social media.
And if any of you guys have the chance, please do. If any of you guys are interested in finance, business, and money, please do check out David's past courses, his upcoming stuff. I think, David, you are one of the smartest people I know when it comes to money, business, and creation. You've inspired me endlessly, and I look forward to our financial thrival into the future.
Thank you. You can't see me, but I'm blushing now. Thank you, Shannon.
All right, all you out there. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this show. My target is to make consciousness easy to find and choose. So if you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a 5-star review on iTunes and share this with somebody who you know who might be looking for more consciousness in their life. You can visit me on shannon-o'hara.com or talktotheentities.com. And to learn more about the amazing tools of Access Consciousness, you can visit accessconsciousness.com and be sure to subscribe to the podcast.